The Ghana Health Service says the current cholera situation in the country has reduced from 720 in 2016 to a zero reported cases in the first 2 weeks in 2017. A senior specialist at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Emmanuel Jochi, announced this at the monthly promotion forum in Accra. The focus for January is the prevention of cholera outbreak and meningitis. Dr. Jochi called on the incoming Minister of Sanitation to cooperate with the Ghana Health Service and the public health agencies to prevent cholera outbreak. A report by Irene Saki.
The monthly health promotion program is an initiative by the Ghana Health Service to educate the public on how to prevent cholera, meningitis, sexually transmitted infectious diseases, among others. The forecast for January is the prevention of cholera and meningitis. The program also saw a preview of a documentary on the causes of cholera and its prevention.
Young man, what do you think you are doing?
Did
you wash your hands with soap and the running water before eating? Was the food very hot when you bought it? And you bought it from the vendor next to that filthy open drain with all the flies in? You are trying to give yourself cholera with this behavior. Aren't you one of those young men who openly refuse to use clean latrines and instead you defecate into the water bodies? Shame on you. You should be helping us spread the word that everyone must boil and filter their water before use. You must cook food well, eat hot food. If people show symptoms, get them to the hospital immediately.
The themes for the month are cleanliness, a key to cholera prevention. Act now. Good life and meningitis is real. Protect yourself, according to the senior specialist of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Emmanuel Jochi. Meningitis occurs during the dry season.
So meningitis is a serious disease that affects the coverage of the brain and spinal cord. Every year we have cholera epidemics in pocket areas in various parts of our country. Look at 2014. If you quite remember, that is when we have the massive outbreak that affected every part of our country and people died. We recorded as much as over 300 deaths during that period. But fortunately, 2016, we were not spared. There were still reported cases. Specifically, it occurred in Cape Coast Metropolis. Eastern region, one case. Greater Accra, 8 cases. Northern, Upper East, Upper West, there were no reported cases. Volta, 2 cases. Western, 5. So for the year 2016, we recorded a total of 720 cases. Can we have a year without cholera? Do we pledge not to have cholera this year? Though this outbreak that occurred in Central Region, it has not stopped. It has spilled over to 2017. It started in October 2016 in the Cape Coast Metropolis. This has protracted. In 2017, between 1st January to 18th January, we have reported 12 cholera cases with no death from the Cape Coast Metropolis in the Central Region. But the other regions are free. When you have overpopulated communities, slum areas, they are noted for poor sanitation and then unsafe drinking water.
Dr. Emmanuel Jochi asked Ghanaians to adopt the habit of washing hands with soap and running water before eating, preparing food, and using the toilet to prevent diseases.